The party's across the street featuring the greatest band in the world. More Stand and Tom.
North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
In turn four, a Glenn Stewart, and a big accident. A big accident in turn two involved with Jim Curran, the backup driver for Jack Sellers in the number 41 car. And there's a yellow flag. Curran can pick McRae in the 08 car.
And we have debris all over the track. And
this is going to be a fairly long yellow, Tom, because they'll have to get out there and get all that debris off the track. But that car of Jim Courage, and here comes the other car. And
it does not have a right front tire. It is spinning sideways as his right front tire was ripped away from the body of the car. That is the number 08 car, Mick McRae, the Mark C. Blue, C. Stockman race car is Buick. The right front tire was completely severed from the car as it was just being dragged along behind. We're under a massive yellow, and all hell is broken loose in the pit. And we'll see if we can get down to him. Coming down any second now. And a bunch of cars now taking a pit stop. Bill Elliott, Jared Cope down in the pit. Herschel McGriff is right down there. And Chad Burrow, all our four leaders are in the pit right now.
And welcome back to Evergreen Speedway, final segment of our coverage of the Washington 500, with the lineups now being introduced for the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour. Let's go down to Scott Ellsworth and Terry Buell.
Yakima, Washington, the number 72, Brad Tidrick Sr. And on the inside, a terrific driver in the Chevrolet, the broad striped cable and high-speed internet, Canyon Auto Paint Supply, Parkland Putter sponsored car out of Puyallup, Washington, the 20 of Jay Sauls.
Well, that would be we got that one wrong, and I apologize to you. That would be right now on the track. That's a 28 of the B&M Engine Services, Stanwood Racing Engines, Iron Tech Welding Supply, and Scoot to Malou Chevrolet. He is our current points leader out of Portland, Oregon. That you've got the 20 on the side of the car. That will be Brad Stanwood. We got double numbers out there, buddy. Our next car up on the grid in the Artesian Landscape and Custom Cedar Fencing Clear Light Glass Limited C1 Contractors Limited Chevrolet out of Victoria, British Columbia. He's one of the top runners out of Canada, the 07 of Wade Bland.
Inside that row in the Chevrolet, it's sponsored by Bowman Electro Painting, Short Track Enterprises, Eric Richardson Racing.com, AutismSpeaks.org, Pinky. Out of Bakersfield, California, 21 of Eric Richardson.
That moves to the outside of this row. He's one of your top competitors for many years in your Superstock program. Running on the tour, this is his first year. The Central Welding, CK International, Hill Street Cleaners, Shadowbrook Farms, and MyCAD.com Chevrolet. Out of Monroe, Washington, the number 14, Doug Davidson.
Inside that row, a former champion here at Evergreen Speedway in the Superstock division. In the Chevrolet, sponsored by Northwest Mobile Equipment Repair, Bighorn Excavation, Warp Speed Incorporated, Collision Masters, ACE Automotive, Timeout Sports Bar and Grill, from Duval, the 86 of Harold Rozinski.
That'll move us on up to the outside of row number 4, starting 8th in the field. He'll be doing double duty. He'll turn right around and try to win the Superstock race, but he'd sure like to do it right now with the tour race. The Zip Fizz Energy Drake, Pinnacle Group, Coleman Motorsports, Carey Brothers Rockeries, Penske, Conveco Technologies, Freedom Systems, Napa Monroe, Joe's Laughs Comedy, Liquid Lime Lounge, and Performance Coating Chevrolet, out of Monroe, Washington, your old, the number 51, Johnny Z, John Zaretsky.
Out of the ranks of Evergreen Speedway comes the Linwood Honda, Par Equipment, the Grid at the Rock Church, Northwest Auto Sales, STE, Short Track Enterprises Chevrolet, out of Marysville, the 4 of Darren Stordahl. Let's go trackside to Kelly.
Well, Darren, pretty large ovation for you right there. You're coming back home to Evergreen Speedway. How does this feel?
Well, come back Evergreen. It's great. There's the second to none. The fans here are excellent. I love when they announce my car number. I hear some cheers. I got a lot of fans out there. I appreciate them all coming out, and this is going to be a great race.
Good luck to you, Darren Stordahl.
All right, starting 6th on the field. He won a race earlier this year at Yakima Speedway. He went up to Canada and ran a few races up there where he was also a winner. And he's a winner because, ladies and gentlemen, he had to take a year off as he was cured of cancer. Just a simple blood test told him that he had cancer, and he beat it. And now he wants to win at his home racetrack. The L&P Body Shop, Yale Forklift Trucks, Harding Forklift Services Chevrolet, a former Northwest Tour champion out of Surrey, British Columbia, the number 39, Pete Harding.
And getting double introductions tonight, starting fifth on the grid. In the Broad Stripe Cable and High Speed Internet, Canyon Auto Paint Supply, Parkland Butters Chevrolet from Puyallup, the 20 of Jay Sauls.
That moves us to the outside of the second row. Here's your fast qualifier, won an Echo Chainsaw in the Cutting Through the Competition Award. In the PRI, Brock Reynolds, Rich's Car Corner, Joyner Motorsports, Northwest Differentials, Bell Red Auto Refinishing, and Powder Coating Incorporated Chevrolet, out of Snohomish, Washington, looking for that first win as a Northwest Tour driver. He's been so close. The number 31, Jason Frazier.
A champion at Evergreen, a champion on the tour. We are so happy to have him back at Evergreen Speedway in 2008, and to watch him race is such a pleasure in the Chevrolet, sponsored by Sunbelt Rentals, Frontline Security, Sign Factory USA, Nutter Racing Engine, Sandblasters Incorporated, Branded Events and Promotions, from Bothell, Washington, a 73 of Gary Lewis. Let's go to Kelly.
All right, Evergreen Speedway Hall of Famer, before Gary Lewis, before you were off winning tour championships, you were winning some bomber championships right here at Evergreen Speedway. What's it feel like coming back home for you?
Oh, man, it's awesome. I love love coming back to this place, and we'll do our best to put on a good race here for you guys and the fans.
Good luck, Gary Lewis.
All right, we move to the outside of that front row. This guy always finds a way to get the victory circle at some of these big races. The KLM Concrete, Kurtz Banner Beer, and Central Welding Chevrolet. Out of Monroe, Washington, the number 9, Kelly Mann.
And ladies and gentlemen, on the pole, a two-time Speedway Chevrolet Superstock champion right here at Evergreen Speedway. In the Harding Motorsports Supply, Harding Forklift, Longacre, Port City Racing, Ed's Transmission-sponsored Chevrolet from Langley, British Columbia, a 93 of Shane Harding.
That is your field for the Evergreen State Fair 150, folks. And I cannot tell you how exciting it is to have the Northwest Tour back here at Evergreen Speedway. Kelly, are you ready to bring $250,000 worth of equipment to life on the front stretch?
It's not a matter if I'm ready. It's a matter if these kids are ready. Are you ready?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1!
Wow, look what they did.
And there we go, Dan. The fireworks are going off, and they are just about to begin out here at Evergreen Speedway as an awesome lineup of race cars down there. Got a couple. Lex Johnson finally made his way.
Yeah, car pulled in here all white. They put the numbers on it, unloaded, no laps. The 40 car, I think Saran's driving it tonight.
Uh-huh.
He's got Gary Lewis's backup motor in there.
It's so he Pontiac, has, too. Looks
yep,
like your old car.
Yep, so he has no laps on that motor, which it's an AC motor. It's a good piece.
All right, we're going to just about get ready to break our way out of here. Gary, I hope we've got...
I got him, actually.
Okay, cool. Let's bring him up. And we're going to talk to Mike Boyle real quick because, as I mentioned at the start of the show, we have been covering with some fair amount of intensity what's going on with the Stanwood Camino Island Soapbox Derby. Madison Hughes and Zach Plachek have been back in Akron, Ohio at the World Championships. Mike, you with us? Okay, good. What's been going on back there in Akron is things are getting loud and crazy out here at Monroe. Mike, you there? Gary, I'm not able to hear.
Now?
Yeah, I got you now.
Yeah,
I'm here. Okay, good. If we can kind of get to a spot, your cell phone's breaking up pretty bad. Sounds like a regular cell phone conversation.
Yeah, it does. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's no, we're just breaking up too bad. Gary, if you can let him know that the cell phone just isn't happening, we'll have him on. We're going to be actually on, and we'll get both Zach and Madison on coming up on Wednesday. We're going to be on for a full two-hour show on North Sound Racing from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock, so check us out then. Your final comments, Mr. Beecher?
Well, you know, I think one of the coolest things about this whole deal we've been doing up here today was all the old sound bites you had from the past races. You know, I was at all of them, whether I was helping Butch Gill in, David's father in the West Series doing his gas or push trucking or whatever. I've seen a lot of this stuff go on, and it's really cool to hear all the old sound bites and you know, see Chad again, and it just brings back a lot of cool memories from this place.
Well, there's been a lot of history out here at Evergreen Speedway in its many, many years of existence. Always fun to talk to people who raced, you know, back here 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And to get their views of what's going on. But the track is old, the track is greasy, it's all beat up, but it still keeps going on year after year.
The track challenges drivers is
yes,
what it does.
It does. Hey, a lot of people I need to thank for helping get all this put together. Obviously, Lex Johnson and Terry Buell. Kelly Hale put a lot of work into being able to provide a spot for us to come out here. All the people at North Sound 1380, Tom Lafferty for his assistance in getting us equipment, and by all the way, the voice of the tapes that we listened to, 22 years worth of stuff. That was Tom Lafferty and Bill Cooser and Craig Armstrong, and want to thank those guys a lot. Also, thank you to you, Dan, for coming up. It's good to see you blow the dust off the old skills.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking me to come up. I haven't done a whole lot of racing this year. Last year we ran the Arca series for another car owner, and so I haven't really been up here much. So it's been cool to come home, and even if I am sitting up here helping you out, and I'd much rather be in a race car, but that's the way it goes.
I kind of would too, and I got no business being out there. So a lot of people would say I don't got any business doing this either.
But I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Also, thanks to Scott Ellsworth, Ron Bennett, the directors of the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour. Good luck to all the competitors up here. Thank you a whole lot to Sherry Berg as well for all her help this afternoon. And could not let this go by without thanks to Gary Miller Jr., Brandon Hamilton for all of his help. He's the one that kind of keeps me supplied with stuff that I would never have the capacity to come up with myself. We've got one lap to go before we get the race fired off, and why don't go? They're going to take another lap. So I'll tell you what, Gary, if you're ready, we have some audio from when Owen, look at that, Zaretsky's pulling off.
I think he might be going to the back.
Oh, I think he's going to the back.
Yeah, he's running a great motor, and all these motors out here are high compression, so he's going to be down on power anyway. I think he's just looking to get some more seat time.
All right, well, Jason Frazier set fast time for this. We had our North Sound Racing microphones to get Jason's reaction right after he got the fast time in the ASA Tour. Let's hear it. Where are you at, Gary?
I don't have that.
All right. That was the James Brown clip. So we're going to get out of here, and we've got Aqua Sox baseball coming up at 6:40.
Ow!
Coming up right at 6:45 with the Aqua Sox. They hope to get two victories in a row. Pat Dillon will be on at 6:45 coming up in about 15 minutes. Again, don't forget, coming up tomorrow afternoon, right about 4 o'clock after Aqua Sox baseball, we will have the tape delay broadcast of the Brickyard 400. Full edition of North Sound Racing coming up on Wednesday from 8 until 10 o'clock. And then make sure to check us out on NorthSound1380.com and NorthSoundRacing.com. It's been a pleasure being out here for all of us. Dan Beecher, Sherry Bird, Tom Glitherow, Gary Miller Jr. I'm Steve Moreland. See you at the races.